Still a ways to go, but progress continues on a farm bill. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We are trying to get a farm bill passed this year.
Congressman Stephen Fincher, a West Tennessee Republican and one of only a handful of real farmers in Congress, is still hopeful the House and Senate can come together and compromise and pass a farm bill before the November elections.
We think that we have a good farm program. The insurance programs that we've been able to protect and to add to, we think are going to be actually a pretty good solution for the farmer. The direct payments are going away. The CCC program, the old target price as we know it, counter-cyclical program is disappearing. But it's being replaced with these insurance products that, again, as a farmer and a congressman, when I look at these, I think they work for Tennessee farmers.
Well, the Senate has already passed their version of the Farm Bill, and the House Ag Committee recently approved their version, and it's now awaiting a vote from the full House before going to a conference committee and then on to the president. The current Farm Bill that's typically approved every 5 years is set to expire at the end of September, and Representative Fincher says farmers nationwide need a bill in place to help guide their decisions for the future of our food supply.
And let me challenge everyone that's listening to this, please reach out to your representatives. Make sure they are aware of how important these issues are. But people at home, I know they're busy. I know they don't have time to get engaged. But you've got to get engaged, folks. This is going to be a five-year bill, and what ends up happening will reshape America in a lot of ways. So be sure you reach out to your representatives and let them know where you stand and how you feel.
That's Tennessee Congressman and Farmer Stephen Fincher. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.